Hunter Carroll and Blake Piedel and Reed Sturles and Shane Hanna and Alex Patan. Now you have some guys who can really make a difference on that power play. So it's going to be exciting. And, you know, we'll be able to do some things. And I thought our power play really emerged as the season went on. And a lot of it was just because of the emergence of your young players.
All right, well, we've got a lot more to talk to Coach Mel Pearson about, including the schedule, which is out, and what a great home schedule it is for Michigan Tech. And we'll talk about the great deal you can get on season tickets, too, when we come back. It's part of the special edition, off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Oh, welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show and a special off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show here on the Mix 93. And we're taking your questions at dj@themix93.com. Anybody have a question out there for Mel? You can send it in and we will ask him in just a little bit. We wanted to talk about the schedule, Coach. The schedule is out for the most part completed. And, boy, the first home games of the schedule, Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to those games. Obviously, Michigan, you know, being in the Big Ten, and year in and year out, they have a really good team. And this year, they were unfortunately the last team out of the NCAA tournament. So, and they've got some excellent players. I know the roster will be loaded with NHL draft picks, and they haven't been up to Houghton since I believe 1983. Dirk,
I think you're right.
So I'm really looking forward to that series. Obviously, we had two real good games down there this year in Ann Arbor. We lost in overtime and then lost by a goal the second night. So those will be great games, and it's great to have a team like that come up here. And nonetheless, it's even on Halloween weekend. So
it is, yeah.
So that'll be a great weekend, and we'll have a lot of things happening around that weekend, and it'll be a great series. So we're looking forward, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring quality teams like the University of Michigan to Houghton in the Copper Country, so our fans can see a team firsthand. Like that and see the type of hockey that they play and you know that we'll play against them. So I think it's a very competitive schedule and you know a very tough schedule, but I like our schedule and I think it's very attractive for our fans.
The season starts on October 4th. That is a Saturday night. That is the opening date for the season. In other words, that is the earliest any team can play a real game. And it's against Lake State down in the Sioux.
Yes, and that is...
Talk about that.
Well, it's you know, I mean, our other coaches probably could never fathom this Tech, but it's really the first day we officially can have practice. Mm-hmm. Not only play,
right.
But practice. It's your first official day with the team. And we're opening up that night. It's been done in the past. I've done it in the past, and I think there were maybe four or five series last year the same way, but sometimes because of scheduling the dates that are opened up and whatnot, it just worked out that way. In fact, we were double scheduled with Lake Superior. Lake Superior was double scheduled on a different weekend, and we had to find a weekend that we both could have open and play, and unfortunately or fortunately, it's the only weekend that we both had open, so we will start the WCAA league games.
That's the thing,
right off the get go. So, but I think you know both teams will be in the same boat, so there won't be advantage or disadvantage to either team, and other than they'll be home. So we'll play Saturday night and then Sunday early evening, 5 o'clock against Lake Superior, and we'll be off and running from then.
The next week is off as far as league play.
Yeah, the next two weekends we have off, and that's. We were scheduled to play Lake Superior, I believe, on the 17th and 18th. Mm-hmm. So that's left an opening in our schedule, those first two. And we're looking for, obviously, a Canadian team to play. And then we'll have you know, some form of inter-squad game, I believe, at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena, like a skate with Huskies and inter-squad game on one of those weekends, just to try and stay sharp.
Alaska Anchorage comes here this year. That is our second home weekend. That'll be at the 7th and 8th following the Michigan weekend. And that'll be Hall of Fame weekend.
Yeah, that'll be a fun weekend. It always is. And, you know, I know the Hall of Fame inductees will be in town, and I'm not sure if those have been released yet, but I know they're working on that. And it's always a fun weekend. It seems like you get a lot of people in town, and obviously we'll honor all of our Hall of Fame inductees, both at the football game and the hockey game that evening.
Coach, we go to Bemidji State this year for the 14th and 15th of November. And last year, two times we played at Bemidji State, if I remember correctly, we won in overtime.
Well, we did, and they'll be a good team this year. They were coming on at the last half of the year, and they had a lot of freshmen in their lineup, so I expect them to be, like all teams in our league, very good, very competitive.
And we will have to probably go halfway to Mankato to remind and meet Minnesota State, remind them how to get back up here to the Copper Country, because I think it's been so long since they've actually had to come to our building. But Minnesota State, Mankato, 21st and 22nd of
November. Yeah, really, really looking forward to that series. Obviously, you know, just so you know, they'll be my team to beat this year in the league. They'll have my first place vote as the top team in our league. Obviously, they didn't lose much, and they have not get hit by the defections as far as the NHL signing, early signings yet. So they'll be a very good team, but yeah, we'll look forward to playing them at home. You know, yeah, we've had to go down there the last couple of years and play, and obviously we had a very competitive series down there this year, so those will be some great games. We've got a great schedule. We got a really good home schedule when you start looking at the quality opponents that are coming to the SDC this year in Johnny McGinnis Student Ice Arena, and for a great price, Dirk.
Yeah, really is a great price. So Minnesota Duluth is at home, or it will be on December 12th and 13th. Of course, we have the Great Lakes Invitational with Ferris State as the invite team. We go to Wisconsin this year, which I didn't know about until only about a month ago.
Yeah, that was something that you know, we've been talking to them a long time about, trying to get a return trip to the Copper Country from Wisconsin. So you know, we were able to work some things out, and we're going to go down to Madison, and you know, like I said, and you know me, I always like to play a good, strong, competitive non-conference schedule, and Wisconsin was an NCAA team this year, so we're not ducking anybody, and it's always a fun place to play. We always get a tremendous turnout down in Madison when we play there, so we're looking forward to going down and taking on the Badgers.
And we have not lost to them the last four meetings.
Well, I hope that streak continues, Dirk. I hope that streak continues. We've had some very good games with them. You know, it's a good rivalry, and that's the other thing we're trying to do is try to continue to play some of our rivals that we have in the past, and some teams are more interested than others.
Before we get to the ticket deal, we go to Alabama Huntsville this year, and they come to the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Just really quick, what are your preliminary thoughts on travel plans to Alabama Huntsville? Is that a long bus trip, or is that a flight, or what are you thinking?
Well, a combination. I think you know, some teams have done flown, some teams have bused, so that's Thanksgiving break for us, so we have a lot of time on the front end, so we're looking at a sleeper bus and possibly just taking our time on the way down there, since there's no school that week, and coming right back after the games on the sleeper bus, or we can fly. We're just looking at flights. Thanksgiving's a tough time as far as flights and prices and everything. So we're just going to make sure we look at everything and then work that out. But we'll do that within probably the next 2 weeks and have most of our scheduling done as far as how we're getting places. But we're looking forward to going down there. There should be an improved team too. So, you know, they played hard. They played hard this year and had a couple big wins. So it'll be interesting to go down and play in hockey in Alabama in November.
And we do have Bemidji State at the John McGinnis for Winter Carnival in the 6th and 7th of February. It's a tough stretch down the end of the season, as it has been.
Sure.
At Alaska Anchorage, at Minnesota State, home and home against Northern Michigan.
Well, and that's how you want it. It's not going to be easy, Dirk. So, and this league wasn't easy this year. You could see by the playoffs. I went right to the final game, you know, in overtime before everything was really decided. I shouldn't say overtime, but out in Alaska, which is Alaska time. So a lot of people staying up late trying to figure out who was going to play where and who was going to make the playoffs, etc. So, and I expect this year to be the same, to be very exciting, very close games, and probably going right to the last weekend to find out who's making the playoffs, who isn't, who's got home ice, who doesn't. So, and that's, I think, one of the, you know, things this year we're right there, you know, where you're 1 point away, and every point counts. So we just have to make sure we take care of business. And it's a great schedule, and I think it's very attractive for the fans and be very competitive for our team.
$300 is the price for season tickets. That has been reduced for a limited time, $75 off to $225 through May. Unbelievable price for an unbelievable home schedule that people need to capitalize on through May.
Well, no question. And I would tell you, if you're going to get tickets for the hockey season, this is the time to get them, because that that price is a great price. If you look around college hockey, and which I do, and then see some of the prices that teams are charging to come in and watch your team, I mean, you're not going to find too many places that offer a better ticket deal than this. So.